We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're here working on your financial freedom. On today's show, what I'd like to do is I'd like to talk about maybe doing something different, you know, stepping back from the life that you're living, maybe thinking of a different way to approach that life. Let's kind of put our heads together and let's think about how we can do something different. What I would like to do is I'd like to open up the phone lines to you all. You can reach me at 855-497-4335. That's 855-497-4335. For those of you that are listening to the show on the podcast, or you're just maybe a little bit shy and don't want to go on the radio, hey, I totally get all that. Send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And I will respond to you personally. And from time to time, what I'll do is I'll choose some of the emails that I get, and I'll bring them to you on the show so that we can all learn from it. You know, it's just one of those ways we do something a little differently around here. More importantly, I'd like to hear from you. I absolutely would like to hear from you. I'd like to hear maybe, you know, some anecdotal stories that you might have with regards to your favorite real estate deal, or maybe the funniest real estate story that you have. You know, there's some funny ones out there. I don't, you know, in honesty, I can't think of anything that's really a funny real estate deal, because real estate to me is, it's just kind of vanilla. It's just kind of there. You know, it's you get all excited when you're on the hunt to go find a property, and you find that property and you get that property taken care of, and you acquire that property and you put a quality tenant in that property after you have created the best product at the best price for the best people. And once you do that and you get that great tenant in there, it's kind of like cruise control. It's kind of boring. Real estate can be a little boring. So, you know, funniest real estate story? Let me see if I can start us off with one. You know, I remember walking into a house, and this house was just, it was just a mess. I mean, when we first walked up to the house, the one thing that I noticed, outside of the fact that it needed painting, and the roof, you know, definitely had seen some better days. You know, you could look up that roof and you could see all the significant signs of aging and hail damage and things like that. But what I found very interesting was when I walked up to the front door, there was this electrical conduit that was like coming out of the side of the house. It was coming right across the front stoop, if you will, and it connected to like a some kind of high output light that was shining towards the front yard. Okay, so when you walked into the house, the first thing you noticed was that, well, the floor was a little uneven, and as you walked in, it kind of felt a little bit like maybe you're on roller skates. That's how bad this floor was. And as I walked into the property, what I realized was this: whoever had been living there had been giving free license to do whatever they wanted to do to this property. I mean, all the rooms were a different color. All of the rooms had a different type of flooring surface. One of them excuse me, one of them actually had concrete for the flooring. So somebody had gone in and they had actually stained the concrete, which I thought was kind of an interesting approach to concrete, but not so much for a living room. So the other thing I thought was really interesting about this property was there was a back door. So when I went through the back door, what had happened was somebody had built this like little shanty like shack off of the back door. And I don't know what it was used for. It was maybe 8 feet by 10 feet. Hopefully they didn't have anybody living in there. But when you looked at this thing, it was definitely the equivalent of something you would find in the third world. It was definitely piecemealed together with different kinds of lumber. It was covered with some kind of tarp paper, which was the so-called roof for this thing. And it was just a mess. But it had its own door going out to the backyard. So I thought to myself, what is this, some kind of mud room? Is this some kind of rain room? What is this thing? I couldn't figure out what it was. And then when I went back into the house, I went into the garage, and what I had found was that somebody had started construction on like an interior room in the garage. They had actually put framing up and framed in a doorway and framed in walls. Now, they never finished the remodel or whatever it was doing. And what I found very interesting was this. There was a roll-up door on this particular property, and the portion of this so-called room that had been squared out or framed in was using the roll-up door as one of its walls. Now, I don't know any building codes that would allow for something like that to happen. And, you know, ironically, it was just this house was a mess. I don't know if it's very funny, but it was a funny situation. It was funny to walk through this house because it had so many problems. It had so many defects. It had so many issues going on. But you know what else it had? It had the smell of money. It did have the smell of money. Now, you're probably saying, the smell of money? What does that smell like, Al? Well, to be brutally honest with you, the smell of money can smell like a lot of different things. It can smell like cat urine. It can smell like decomposed material. It can smell like, you know where I'm going with this, right? Okay, so I'm just trying to stimulate your mind a little bit and get you to think a little bit about, you know, doing something a little differently. Because in that particular house that I cited, which, you know, I don't know if it was funny at all. It was a little funny. It was definitely funny if you were there. But to do something different on that particular house, you would have to have an eye to be able to go in and understand everything was wrong with it. You would have to be able to understand what needed to be remediated in this particular property. You would have to understand the underlying facts. And once you did that, you can make that property beautiful because you could do something different with it and turn it into a beautiful, clean, functional house for people that absolutely deserve it. We'll be back right after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Austin's Talk, 1370.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
That's right. What we want to do is we want to create a new situation for you so that you can have the lifestyle you've always wanted. Hey, this is Al Gordon on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, where we are always working on your financial freedom. You know, I got an email. And it was a good email. It came from, you know what, I'm not going to give the gentleman's name. I'm just going to call it anonymous because he gives out some information in this email, and I don't want any of his friends or family to, you know that we're talking about this particular information. And I think it's just the prudent thing to do. But I think this individual will also understand that I have replied to him and asked for additional information, so, and told him that I would probably be discussing this email on today's show. So I let them know that. And hopefully, if you're out there listening, you're tuned in and you're going to get your answer right now. The email goes like this. It says, Al, I am behind on my podcast and catching up as I travel. I just finished the November 13th podcast about to refinance or not. Can you, and maybe you have, and I just need to catch up, do a case study with real numbers on a refinance deal? I find myself at that wait point where I am at, or, well, what does he say? I find myself at that wait point where I am at, or of cash to add to my portfolio. I think what he's saying is, should I just keep my properties where they're at, or should I consider maybe doing something with a refinance of the property to put more cash into my portfolio so that I can get more properties? So there's some good stuff in this email. And I'll tell you what, he talks about two properties that he owns. The first property is, I won't give you the address because then you might be able to figure out who we're talking about. But anyhow, he's owned this particular property for 2.5 years. He has a mortgage balance of about $82,000 on the property. His mortgage payment is $770 a month. He says his income after management fees is $995 a month. He doesn't tell me what his rent is. So I'm just assuming that that's the amount of money left over after he pays his management fees and makes his mortgage payment. That leaves him a cash flow of about $220. He believes the estimated value in this property is anywhere from about $120,000 to $130,000. So without knowing the exact address, he gave me the street name. He didn't give me the exact address. It's difficult for me to do a decent market analysis on this property. But what I did do was this. I did take a look at, you know, what he could get out of the property if he sold it. Also looked at what he could get out of the property if he refinanced the property. So what I'll do now is I'll just go ahead and get into those numbers. Now, he said the estimated value was between $120,000 and $130,000. That's a pretty broad spread. So that tells me that, you know, he's probably done some homework. He's probably seen some properties in his marketplace that have sold in that price range. Maybe he's looking at things that are available for sale. For sale properties, their price ranges aren't as important because those are asking prices. Those aren't prices that people agree to. That's why sold prices are more important. But what I'm going to do is I'm just going to estimate his value at $125,000. Okay. So on a sale, if he were to sell the property at $125,000, I'm going to assume he's got an 8% cost to sale. That's the realtor fees, that's the title fees, that's whatever else he's got to pay for. Roughly, that should come out to be about 8%. Sometimes it's a little bit higher, sometimes it's a little lower. I'm going to go with 8% because 8% works for me. So his cost to sale is going to be about $10,000. Okay, so his leftovers after he sells the property is $115,000. Now, he's got an $82,000 loan on the property, which is going to have to be paid off. That's a condition of selling the property. The lender needs to get reimbursed, the lender needs to get paid, and they're going to get paid because they are in first lien position, and you cannot sell the property unless you deal with that first lien position somehow. So he's going to take $82,000, he's going to give it to that bank, and he's going to have about $33,000 left over in cash. Okay, now that money is going to be subject to capital gains. Now, if he wants to avoid capital gains, which he totally can if he wants to. All he needs to do is do a 1031 exchange. So what that would allow him to do is basically defer the taxes into any follow-on properties that he was to purchase. Now, if he's just looking to sell and take the cash out, well, there's really no reason to do a 1031 exchange because all you're doing is selling and taking the cash out. So you would be subject to capital gains. Now, on the other side of the spectrum, I looked at, well, what if he decided to keep the property? What if he decided to do a refinance on the property and pull some cash out? Well, here's what I found. I found that based on his $125,000 in the estimated value, he can get a 75% loan on the property, and that's going to be about $93,750. That's going to leave him some equity of $31,250. So when you take the loan to value, the 75% loan to value at $93,750, and you subtract the $82,000 he owes on the property, he's only going to get a cash or a cash payment of $11,750. So the good thing there is this: there's no capital gains associated with that type of payment. The bad news is if he refinances the property, he will get to take some cash out, but he has a reduction that's going to occur on his cash flow because he's financed the property at a higher rate, and therefore not a higher rate as far as interest rates go, but at a higher rate as far as principal value goes. So when you look at the two scenarios, one of the things you have to ask yourself is this: what is his motivation? What is driving this decision making? Does he have a desire to increase his number of properties? Does he have a desire to increase his cash flow? Does he have a desire to increase his equity capture? Does he have a desire to do something completely different, maybe go into multifamily? I don't know, because he didn't tell me those things in the email. Now, when I emailed him back, I said, hey, what about your strategy? Tell me about your strategy. So I'm waiting to see if he's going to email me back, but I haven't seen anything come in yet. I think the most disconcerting thing that I found in his email was this. He is indicating that his income is coming in after management fees. So he's paying property management fees. And without knowing exactly what his rents are and things like that, all I can assume is this. Let's assume he's making $1,200 a month in rental payment, okay? And if he is paying 10% to a property management company, then he in essence is giving up $120 a month. Now, if you added that back to his cash flow, that would get him up to about $340. And maybe that's what he needs to do. I don't know. But we're talking about doing something a little different, and maybe this is something he could do a little bit differently. And when we come back, I'm going to get back into this email, and we're going to talk about his second property. Back after this.
Austin's Talk 1370.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. In the last segment, we were taking a look at an email that came in from a listener, and basically he has two different properties that he's trying to get some feedback on. He's trying to figure out whether, you know, he can go out and refi the properties, or whether he'd be better off doing a sale on the properties, or just staying where he's at. You know, that's viable. But what I'm going to get to is this. I think he should consider doing something a little different. And here's where I'm going. depending on, well, he's owned this property, this first property, for about 2.5 years. So I would think if it were my particular property and I was looking to sell it, I would look at things like my cash flow. It's only $220. So one of the things he indicated there was that he's paying a management fee for management of his properties. And, you know, at Lifestyles Unlimited, we're not big fans of you paying for management fees to manage your properties. We teach you how to do it yourself. It's very effective. It's very efficient, and you can do it. So that's one of the things that I would recommend he do differently. The other thing that I would consider, if it were my property, I might consider selling the property as opposed to refinancing it. The reason for it is this. I know there's other properties out there that I can probably do better with as far as cash flow. And I've got a bit of equity in this property. So, you know, I'd like to tap that equity and pull it out. That's my thought. That's pretty much my thought. I probably wouldn't refinance it because the amount of money coming back on the refinance, I don't think is worth resetting the loan. That's just my opinion. And I don't think it's worth resetting the loan and having the cash flow go down, because the cash flow is already kind of low to begin with. Now, let's talk about the second property that he brought up. This is a property he's owned for about a half a year. He has a mortgage balance of about $140,000 on the property. He's got a payment of $1,170. His income after, here we go again, income after his management fee is $1,360. So he's taking the management fee right off the top, and then he's paying his mortgage with that. His cash flow is about $190, which isn't exceptional, considering the value of this property. You would think it would produce a little bit more. And he thinks his estimated value is right at $180,000. So when I did the analysis on this particular property, I looked at, you know, what could you do for a sale? And basically what I said was, okay, it's $180,000 value. Let's take 8% off of that. That's the cost of doing sale. That's about $14,400. That leaves him with a net of $165,600. He's got a loan for about $140,000 on that property. That gives him an opportunity to pull $25,600 out of that property. Now, again, that is subject to capital gains taxes, depending on what his tax bracket is. He may pay, you know, 20 or 15 or zero. It just depends on what his tax bracket is. Now, when I looked at the possibility to refinance this property, There really is no possibility to refinance it, because when you look at what a lender would do, a lender is willing to give you up to 75% loan to value on a cash out for an investment property. So that means he could potentially pull $135,000 out of the property. But here's the challenge. He owes $140,000, so he can't even pay off the underlying mortgage. So really it's a deficit of $5,000. It just wouldn't work. And you shouldn't be messing around with refinancing stuff when you're in negative cash flow or negative balance, or if your balance is very low. I just don't think it's worth resetting the loan unless, you know, you've owned this property for a little while and you got some crazy high interest rate on it. But, you know, if you've owned it that long and you haven't done anything about refinancing it down, then maybe you need to do something a little differently. So my thoughts are this. Number one, stop paying a management fee. Start managing the properties yourself. If you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, you know that we've taught you how to do it. And I would just venture to say that maybe you're just being a little lazy. Maybe you just don't want to deal with it, but it's costing you money to do that. If it's costing you $120, well, let's do the analysis here. On that first property, he's got $220 coming in cash flow. And I estimated his property management fee to be about $120. Okay, so that would get him to $340. Now, if you take that $120 divided by $340 equals, he's paying literally 35% of his cash flow to a property manager. So you have to ask yourself this. Is it worth it? I mean, are they providing you the utility? Are they providing you the peace of mind? Are they providing you everything that you need? Or are they not? That's the question you've got to ask yourself. My opinion, don't pay the property manager. Leave get the cash flows up. Don't pay the property manager. If you really, really want to start getting more properties, you may consider selling both the properties, pulling all your equity out. The problem with the second property is you really haven't owned it that long, so most of the equity you're pulling out is going to be the down payment you put in. So you probably want to leave that one alone. But on the first property, you know, you do have about $33,000 of cash that's available to you after you sell the property. Again, subject to capital gains taxes. But I'll tell you, there are properties you can get into for half that amount of money. Just to give you an idea, my friend Casey sent me, another deal. And this one is a three-bedroom, two-bath. And it has, actually, Jennifer sent me this one. I got to give Jennifer the props because I was looking at Casey's deal before I looked at Jennifer's, and I decided to talk about Jennifer. So, Jennifer, there you go. They give you the virtual high five. So, essentially, on this particular deal, what we're looking at is a asking price of about $115,000 against a after repair value of $150,000. Now there's an estimated cash flow of about $309 on this particular property, and it's probably going to need about $7,500 in rehab. That's based on the initial assessments done by Jennifer and her team. So when you take a look at that particular property, and use hard money to acquire the property and use the hard money to do the renovations and to get you started with the property, and then you flip over to conventional financing on the backside, what you're looking at is about $20,000 in cash to do the entire deal. Now, Jennifer came in a little bit lower. She was at about 19.7. I just rounded up because I like round numbers. But let me tell you what this deal is doing for you. This deal will produce about an 18.5% cash on cash return, meaning that $309 that you're earning per month translates into about $3,700 per year. That's giving yourself a $3,700 a year raise. And you're getting 18% return on your money. So how do I calculate that? Well, we take the annualized amount divided by the amount of money you put into the property, in this case, about $20,000, and that gives you that 18.5% return on your investment. The other thing we're looking at is we're looking at the estimated return on the capital gain. Essentially, we're looking at about an 87.5% return on the capital gain. So that's pretty good. That's when we take a look at the equity and we take a look at the amount of money you actually put into the property. Tells me that this property has the potential to do some great things. And for you, Mr. Anonymous, maybe that is something you want to consider. Maybe you want to consider getting rid of that one property, using the funds to buy possibly two other properties. You can do it. You absolutely can do it. They are out there. These deals I talk to you guys about on this radio show, they come across my desk on literally a daily basis, okay? These deals are out there. And what you might want to do is you might want to do something a little bit differently and consider selling that property and consider buying two properties to replace it. And to be honest with you, just the one property that I'm talking about here beats the cash flow that you've got on the property that you have. So something to consider and maybe something to do a little bit differently. We'll be back right after this.
Talk 1370, the right choice.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. You know, in the last segment, I was talking a little bit about a property that my friend Jennifer had sent out to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. Really nice property, three-bedroom, two-bath, built in 1980. No garage, but that's okay. That's totally fine. The numbers look like they work, and they look like they work swimmingly. So what I did was I'd mentioned that I'd gotten a email from my buddy Casey. Well, I did. And so what I did at the break is I pulled up Casey's email, because this one, I think, is similar to the property that we're looking at on the email that came in that I've been talking about. And when we look at what this particular property can do, it is a property that you can buy for $90,000. That's the asking price. It's because it's got some issues wrong with it. It's going to need probably about $4,500, maybe $5,000 in repairs to the property. But it has an after repair value of $120,000. So you can get into this property for about $14,500 down. Now, let's compare and contrast a little bit with the property that my friend in the email sent me. He said that he gets a cash flow of about $220 on that property after he pays management fees. Well, on this particular property, he would get the one that Casey sent me, he would get about $205 in cash flow. So the cash flow would go down a little bit. So you're thinking to yourself, well, why would he do that? Why would he take a property that's going down in cash flow? Well, here's why. Because he can buy two of these properties for the one property that he has. You know, when you look at expanding your portfolio, there's different ways you can look at it. You can look at it as, okay, I'll sell one and I'll buy one that's more expensive. Or you can look at it from the standpoint of, I'll sell one and I'll buy as many as I can to replace it. Or you can just do nothing. You know, that's always a course of action. So what I'm getting at is this. You can do something different than what you've been doing. And it's okay. In this particular instance with the email that came in from my friend, I think he's got a great problem. I really do. I think he's sitting on a bunch of equity. I think his cash flow is not doing as well as it should. I think he can self-manage these properties and get that cash flow up. I think he's throwing away a lot of money on management fees that he may or may not need to be paying. That's Al's opinion. And again, I don't think I've ever met this individual in person. If I have, I apologize for not remembering you. But then again, nobody knows who you are except for me. So I got that going for me. But on today's show, we're talking about doing something a little different. And really, in the real estate context, it means this. Get in the real estate game. Do something a little bit different than what you've been doing. See, a lot of you have been dumping money into those 401ks or those IRAs or those SEPs or those 403bs or those, I don't know, pick a numbered account, pick an acronym that I haven't covered and add it to it. I just don't think they work. I really don't. And even though the stock market is doing very well, I just don't think they work. I just don't think you can save your way to retirement. I really don't. And I've given countless examples on the show that indicate just that. Saving your way to retirement is a very, very difficult task. I think you should try something different. I think you should try looking at real estate and real estate investing. I mean, just the deal I was telling you about a moment ago, the one that Casey sent me, it's got a 17% cash on cash return. That's 17% return on your money. So that's not bad. And that's just one of the ways we make money in real estate. That doesn't include the equity capture on that property, which works out to be about $15,500. That's just wealth. You go and buy that property. Not only are you only going to put $14,500 into that deal, you're going to get it renovated. You're going to make it beautiful again. You're going to have a new system in that property. In other words, all the systems are going to be like new. If something would go wrong in the next 5 years, you're going to replace it. That's just the way it works. That's the way we do business. So when you're done renovating the property, what do you get? Well, you get a like new property. You really do. And when that tenant moves in, they think they're getting close to a new property themselves because everything is clean. Everything is fresh. It's got that new home smell to it. You know, maybe that new home smell is the hint of paint that hasn't quite dried. Or maybe it's the hint of, you know, fresh cleaning supplies that have just gone through and completely cleaned out that home. I don't know what it smells like, but it's going to smell a lot better than it did when you first walked into that property, because money doesn't smell wonderful. Money smells terrible. Just something for you to put in the back of your mind and think about. And when we talk about trying different things, you know, maybe you just need to expand who you are as a person. Okay. Maybe you should go out and try, I don't know, a new sport. Maybe all you've been doing is playing golf, and maybe you ought to try something new. I don't know. I'm just giving you ideas. Maybe you could, volunteer at a charity. Have you done that before? Well, maybe that's something you could start doing. Maybe you could take part in a convention. You know, as a matter of fact, we've got one coming up. We've got the Wealth and Passive Income Expo coming to Houston. It's going to be on the 27th through the 29th of February. It is the premier real estate investor networking and education event across the country. I don't think anyone else does anything as grand as what we do, and for as little money to get in as we do. And I'll tell you what, if you would like to be a part of this event, if you're a Lifestyles Unlimited member, your membership is already covered. It's all a part of your membership. So all you have to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the expo button and get yourself registered for the event. Okay, get your passes for the event. Now, if you're not a Lifestyles Unlimited member, there's a fee. There is a fee. But let me do this for you. Let me save you more than half the price off of that fee. You see, Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, thinks that because you're ready to take action right now, he's going to give you a $50 price reduction. The normal price to get into the expo is $97, but what we're going to do is we're going to take $50 off of that, and it's only going to be $47 to gain access to something that is going to change your life for the better, guaranteed. And all you have to do is you do the same thing that I told the Lifestyles Unlimited members to do. Go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, what I want you to do is go down to the promo box, and I want you to enter Expo 50, like it's all one word, EXPO50, okay? Hit the apply button, and what it's going to do is it's going to roll back that price from $97 to $47 for you, and it's important to make sure you do that. Now, if you are military, if you are a veteran, and military includes National Guard and Reserves, by the way, as far as we're concerned, you're all one team, one fight, okay? If you're a first responder, whether you're law enforcement or you're a paramedic or you're a firefighter, anybody that would be classified as a first responder, guess what you get? You get to go in for free because we value what you do for society so greatly. We're going to give this thing away to you for free. So when you go to lifestylesunlimited.com, that's lifestylesunlimited.com, and you click on the expo button, what you're going to do is you're going to get your passes, and you're going to use the promo code of Expo USA. That's all one word, EXPO USA. So Expo USA, and what that's going to do is that's going to drop the price down to zero for you. Now, I will tell you that if you're getting the Expo USA pricing, the free pricing, when you come to the expo to get your tickets, make sure you've got proper ID, okay? We want to make sure that you are who you say you are, because we don't want to give that away to people that aren't deserving of it, okay? Make sense? Fair enough. So let's get back to talking about doing something a little bit differently. What about what you do on the way home from work? Do you go the same route day in and day out? What if you did something a little differently? Change your route, or maybe stop along the way and pick up some flowers for your spouse. Do something a little bit different with your life. What about your investing? What are you doing for your investing? Are you shoving money in that 401k, shoving money in that IRA, shoving money in that 403b? Maybe you should consider doing something a little bit differently. And I'll tell you what, here at Lifestyles Unlimited, we do things a little bit differently. What we have is the premier education and mentoring program, bar none, okay? We are better than anyone else. I am here to tell you that. We do it better, stronger, faster, cheaper, all of that stuff, okay? And you get a almost 30-year track record of people retiring themselves in 5 years or less. So why don't you try doing something a little bit differently? And what I want you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. That's lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the View Workshops button. And what I want you to do is get yourself registered for an upcoming free workshop, because it's at that free workshop that you're going to get the entry level to our map to financial freedom. We're going to talk about a single family and a multifamily case study and how we go about buying those properties. We're going to talk about changing your mindset from a middle class to a millionaire's mindset. And there's so much more. But you've got to act and you've got to take action. And remember, everything we do at Lifestyles Unlimited is not for the money. It's all about the lifestyle, though.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.